The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 3, text number 21. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshanda Sadhikari. Recorded on August 29th, 2012, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Yat yat
acharati
shreshta
Tat
Eva
Itara
Jana
Sa
Yat
Pramanam
Kurute
Loka
Tat
Anuvartate
Yad Yad Acharati Shrestas
Tat
tad eve tarojana
Sayat pramanam kurute
Lokastad danuvartate
Yad yad acharati
shrestas
Tat tadeve
tarojana
Sayat pramanam kurute
Lokastad
anuvartate
Yat
yat
Whatever
Acharati
He does Shrestha,
a respectable leader.
Tat,
that,
tat,
and that alone.
Eva,
certainly.
Itara,
common.
Jana,
person.
Sa,
he.
Yat,
whichever.
Pramanam,
example.
Kurute,
does perform.
Loka,
all the world.
Tat,
that,
anuvartate,
follows in the footsteps.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada.
Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow.
And whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues.
Purport.
People in general always require a leader who can teach the public by practical behavior. A leader cannot teach the public to stop smoking if he himself smokes. Lord Chaitanya said that a teacher should behave properly before he begins teaching. One who teaches in that way is called acharya, or the ideal teacher. Therefore, a teacher must follow the principles of shastra, scripture, to teach the common man. The teacher cannot manufacture rules against the principles of revealed scriptures. The revealed scriptures, like Manu Samhita and similar others, are considered the standard books to be followed by human society. Thus, the leader's teaching should be based on the principles of such standard shastras. One who desires to improve himself must follow the standard rules as they are practiced by the great teachers. The Srimad Bhagavatam also affirms that one should follow in the footsteps of great devotees, and that is the way of progress on the path of spiritual realization. The king, or the executive head of a state, the father and the school teacher, are all considered to be natural leaders of innocent people in general. All such natural leaders have a great responsibility to their dependents. Therefore, they must be conversant with standard books of moral and spiritual codes.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Mala Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sangra Jata Sagana Raguna Tanvita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So, we have a mission given to us by Srila
Prabhupada.
To make the world Krishna conscious.
Да направим света Кришна осъзнат.
So, how will we do that?
И как ще направим това?
Simply by propaganda, we will do that.
Дали само с пропаганда?
Big, big propaganda.
С голяма пропаганда, реклама?
No.
Не.
Unless we ourselves become ideal examples of Krishna consciousness, what will we propagate?
Ако самите ние не сме идеални примери за Кришна съзнание, какво ще разпространяваме?
Of course, we want to do mass propagation. That is our duty and our joy to do mass propagation of this knowledge.
Разбира се, ние искаме да направим масова пропаганда. Това е наш дълг и наша радост да разпространяваме нашите души на
Шри. We want to continue distributing books.
Искаме да продължаваме да разпространяваме книги,
But they read the books and they think, well, I'd like to meet somebody who's practicing this so I can learn how to practice it from them.
Но те прочитат книгите, ще си кажат, искам да срещна някой, който практикува това и да се научи как да практикувам от него.
And they can't find anybody who's practicing it.
Обаче не могат да намерят никой, който практикува това.
Then there is a defect in our movement.
Тогава това означава, че има някакъв дефект в нашето движение.
So we have to, as Lord, it's actually given by Prabhupada in his purport in the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam. We have twofold mission. We have external and internal.
Шрила Прабхупада дава тази наша мисия в една, един коментар към пета песен на Бхагаватам. Тя е външна и вътрешна мисия.
Externally, we are meant to push forward the Krishna consciousness movement with great determination, enthusiasm and patience.
Външно погледнато, ние трябва да разпространяваме Кришна съзнание с голямо търпение, с голям ентусиазъм, с желание.
The same time, we must internally cultivate it as well.
Същевременно, ние трябва и вътрешно да го култивираме.
Just like my godbrother Narendra Prabhu, he was at that time he was a book distribution Sankirtan book distribution party leader.
Както мой духовен брат Нирантара Прабху беше книгоразпространител водач на групата на Sankirtan.
And he came to Atlanta with his book distribution party.
Той дойде в Атланта със своята група книгоразпространители.
And Prabhupada was giving lecture.
И Прабхупад даваше лекция.
So in the question and answer sessions, Narendra Prabhu, he asked Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? Now we always heard that book distribution pleases Prabhupada the most. So we're thinking, well, Prabhupada may say book distribution. But he didn't say book distribution. He said, what pleases me the most is if you love
Krishna.
So we have to always remember that is the ultimate goal in all of our activities. We want to love
Krishna.
Actually, it's more important to love Krishna than it is to know Krishna.
Е по-важно да обичаме Кришна, отколкото да познаваме Кришна.
As we were coming today from Sliven in the car, I was listening to many lectures of
Prabhupada.
And he was saying that actually loving Krishna, that's more important than knowing Krishna.
И той казва, че това да обичаме Кришна е по-важно, отколкото да го познаваме.
How much you can know of Krishna? He's unlimited.
В крайна сметка, колко можем да опознаваме Кришна? Той е безкраен.
With our tiny brains, how much we can know Krishna? How much we can understand Krishna? Actually, we can only know what he kindly reveals to us. That's
all.
The extent of our knowledge about Krishna is whatever he's agreed to kindly reveal to us. So, how do you qualify to have Krishna reveal himself to you? By jnana or by bhakti? By bhakti, by love. It is by love that you qualify to have Krishna reveal himself to you. Therefore, if you want to know God, you must love God. And what? How does love manifest? Simply some idea. Krishna, I love you.
Krishna, обичам те.
But I don't want to do any service. You see, that's called lip service. Only on the lips, not in the heart. If you actually love someone, you will serve them. Just like we love Prabhupada, therefore we serve Prabhupada. We give our lives to Prabhupada because we love Prabhupada. So, love means service. Without service, there is no love. It is simply imitation. So unless that service mood is there, one cannot realize God. One cannot understand God. Takshi Krishna Namadi Nabhavadgrayam Indriyai Sevon Mukehi Jivado Svayameva Spadadjadaha. Rupa Goswami says, no one can understand the transcendental name, fame, forms, pastimes, etc. of Krishna with his blunt, materially contaminated senses.
Шри Рупа Госвамите казва, че никой не може да разбере името, формата, качествата и забавлението на Кришна със своите притъпени и замърсени материални сетива.
Only when one becomes Krishnaized,
само когато човек стане кришнаизиран,
or spiritually saturated,
или духовно пропит,
by engaging in devotional service beginning with the tongue, or the transcendental name, fame, forms, pastimes, etc. that the Supreme Lord revealed to him.
Тогава на него се разкриват трансценденталните имена, качества, форма и забавление на Върховния Бог.
So that's it. Service is the key.
Ключът е служенето.
And service starts right here with your tongue. Taste prasadam and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Nam Nam. Is it difficult? Is there any problem? This is simply recreation. Sing, dance, feast in the company of great pure-hearted souls. What could be more enlivening than this? Is there any nightclub that can compete? One of my disciples, he formerly was a nightclub manager. He gave up the nightclub business. And now he's simply chanting and dancing in ecstasy. So why suffer? There's no reason to suffer. Simply engage yourself in Krishna's service. And then you'll be happy. I mean, does anybody here want to suffer? Let's see your hands. If you like suffering, raise your hand. Hold it high. Don't chant Hare Krishna. And don't take prasadam. And then we guarantee you will suffer. And don't hear anymore. You should block your ears now for the rest of the class. Don't you hear about Krishna either. Because if you hear about Krishna, he's so beautiful, he's so wonderful, you will forget all this nonsense garbage in the material world. Actually, the Vrajabasis, they don't care to know who is the Krishna is God. They couldn't care less. If you told the Vrajabasis, do you know that Krishna is God? I don't care who he is. They would just say, I don't care who he is. All I know is he's really, really beautiful. He's really, really wonderful. He's so charming. I don't care who he is. I mean, he can be a Rakshasa for all we care. We don't care who he is. All we know is we love Krishna. We're mad after Krishna. This is Vrindavan consciousness. You become mad after Krishna. I just want to hear about him. I just want to talk about him. I just want to bow down to him. I just want to take the remnants of his food. I just want to serve him 24 hours a day. I don't care who he is. But I just love him so much. I just want to serve him. That's all. You see. Of course, for our level, we have to know he is God, you see. Because we're not liberated souls like the Vrajabasi. We have to understand, yes, there is a Supreme. And we are part of that Supreme. Therefore, we cannot be happy unless we serve the Supreme. For us, the knowledge is a very important thing. to convince us to give up sense gratification and engage in following the regulated principles of devotional service. But by that regulative activity of serving the principles of Krishna consciousness, one becomes gradually purified. His heart becomes cleansed. And he actually reawakens to his original nature. And you go, wow, I have love of Krishna in my heart. I can feel it. I can taste it. I can experience it. That gradually happens as one progresses in the path of sadhana bhakti. You feel the awakening of love of God within your heart. And I tell you, there's nothing that feels better. It's the most wonderful feeling. That when Mr. Lust comes knocking on your door, come on, I got a beautiful girl over here. Let's go, boy. I got a handsome guy over here. Come on, girl, let's go. Sorry, I got something better, Mr. Lust. I have Krishna. Krishna consciousness is better than any pleasure of this material realm. Better than money. Better than power. It's better than sex. Better than fame. Anything you may enjoy in this material world is simply 10th class. It's simply the pleasure of hogs, stool eating hogs. Compared to the pleasure of Krishna consciousness. There's nothing. Look at Haridas Thakur. The most beautiful young girl came to him in the dead of night. She stripped herself naked and was dancing in front of him very alluringly. You see? Was his mind disturbed? No. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. He tricked her. Out of compassion, he tricked that girl. Said, oh yes, I will give you the sex pleasure you desire. No problem, my beautiful young girl. You just wait here patiently. As soon as my mala is done, then we can have some sex pleasure. Just wait here. I'll finish my mala first. Finally, the girl fell asleep. You see, then she woke up. It was morning time. And he, oh, my dear young girl, I'm so sorry. I didn't keep my word last night, but I assure you, if you come tonight, I will keep my word. Tonight, I will give you sex pleasure. And again, the same thing. The girl finally fell asleep. She woke up, it was morning. He said, oh, I've failed to keep my word. I absolutely assure you, tonight I will keep my word. I'll give you that sex pleasure you desire tonight. You just come. But now, she's been hearing the holy names again and again from the mouth of a great pure devotee. And first she gets tired of waiting around. But she starts making fun of it, you know. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. She starts making fun of it, you know. And finally she goes, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And she completely awakens from the illusion of being a young prostitute. And she realizes she is the eternal servant of God, Krishna. And she just come to pollute a great saint. She goes into this complete, she falls down at his feet crying and begging for forgiveness. So he forgives her. And he gives her, she goes, she gets all her possessions, she sells them, she gives away all of her money to the the Brahmins, and she takes up the life of renunciation. He gives her his bhajan kutir, And she stays there and chants 300,000 names a day, just like he was doing. She was completely transformed by the power of Haridas Thakur. She became a pure devotee just by the power of Haridas Thakur. So this is Krishna consciousness. This is real Krishna consciousness. One can completely walk away from material sense gratification and take unlimited pleasure in Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, I can ask now if there's any questions. Rupamana Prabhu.
Да обичаме Бога даже и да не го познаваме. Но не е ли така, че това е малко... Поне до известна степен трябва да го познаваме, защото тук така изглежда малко противоречиво, че как може човек да обича някой, ако не го познава, поне до известна степен.
You mentioned in the lecture that it's more important to love God than to know Him. But isn't it that we have to at least know Him to some degree? Because how can we love someone?
I explained that in my lecture. For us neophytes, we have to know. Because we're not qualified to fully love Him yet, you see. So we have to engage in we have to practice the activities of love. This is like a young girl, you see, in Indian marriage, child weddings. When was your mother and father married, and what age?
My father 10 and my mother 5.
10 and 5. The girl was 5, her mother was 5, and her father was 10 when they got married. That's the old system. That way a girl doesn't be in anxiety about not having a husband, see. When she attains puberty, she's already married. Nowadays, all the girls are looking, where can I find a boy, where can I find a boy, you see, so much anxiety. But formerly, it was already set up. The age of 5, her mother was married, you see. So does she move in with the boy? And they didn't know, of course not. She stays at home with a little girl with her parent. Does she feel any love? This is my husband? No, she's not even puberty yet. She has no attraction to boys at all. I mean, 5-year-old girl, there's no attraction to boys.
You know?
She doesn't have any conjugal feeling for my husband. It's like, she doesn't even know what it means, you know. She doesn't even know what sex is, you know. But the parents will engage her. You take this food and serve your, go to your husband's house and serve him. So Prabhupada explains that this is the system that they formerly would do. They would send the little girl to the house of the husband, and she would take him some prasadam, serve him, and gradually, you see, develop, even though it's just mechanical, and gradually the feeling of the relationship, the loving relationship of a husband and wife would develop in her heart. There's no love at all, but you're told, this is your husband. Go give him some prasadam. So in this way, in the same way, you see, we're like the little girl. We have no idea of the personality of Godhead. For us, we're not even sure if it's true or not yet, you see. We still sometimes have our doubts. Is there really a God or not? You know, Prabhupada told us that in Los Angeles. He said, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, but you were thinking, maybe. So Prabhupada knew that, you know, even his disciples, initiated disciples, were having doubts about God. So a little girl has, I don't know what husband means, but I'm told to do this, so I will do. Sometimes we're not sure. How does statue could actually be God? It seems like a statue to us. But Prabhupada told us it is God. So, okay, because Prabhupada said, therefore we accept this as God. You see? Can I see with my eyes that it is God? So in my eyes it looks like some statue. That's
it.
But Prabhupada said it is God. So all right, I accept because Prabhupada said. Therefore I will bow down. I will take a rope and I will pull him through the street. You see? Because Prabhupada said it is God. So we don't fully know yet. We haven't fully awakened that. If we actually had love for Krishna, we would see how Jagannath is alive and he's reciprocating with Balaram and Subhadra right there on the curb. We would see how they're reciprocating with each other. But we just see Purusha Tutsa Prabhu trying to keep the branches off the canopy. That's all. You see, that's our level. Yes. So, because we have the knowledge from Prabhupada, therefore we act as if we act accepting this as God based on knowledge. So it's very important. Knowledge is very important in the beginning. But it's that love which actually is the goal. We have to learn to love God. Because if you don't love God, what will you love? You will love dog. And you will take your next birth as a dog. So we must learn how to love God. That's very important thing. That is called Krishna consciousness. Any other questions? Yeah.
You said that for a Krishna conscious person, material sense gratification should be given up. But he has heard that we should accept sense gratification as much as we can keep the soul and body together.
So yes, that's right.
But sometimes we cross that limit. So where is exactly the limit?
Just like prasadam. If you take so much that you vomit, then you took too much. So Prabhupada said what you can easily digest, you see. What your body can handle in a proper, healthy way, that's all right. What is the point of becoming sick, you see, then you're overeating. But actually, as one advances in Krishna consciousness, they naturally reduce their eating. Or this is talking like over decades, not in the next first few years, but over many, many decades. And Prabhupada said, for the old man, the under-eating mistake is very good. And he said, no eating, that is the perfection of spiritual life. No eating and no sleeping. But he said, don't do it artificially. Whatever prasadam you need, you take that prasadam. If you're a hard-working devotee, Like you're a work farm boy, you need to take a lot of prasadam.
Ако работиш усилено, физическа работа, както във фермата, трябва да приемаш...
Some of sitting all day just at the computer going like this, they don't need so much prasadam.
Ако някой седи на компютър и само цъка с пръстите...
But someone who's working hard physically, they require very good quantity of prasadam.
Ако работи така усилено физическа работа, имам нужда от много прасадам.
Anything else? Yeah.
Текста се говори за лидерите и как всъщност всеки е склонен да следва лидерите. В тази връзка бих попитала, много често чува се пак в правата с гранитирането, че това вече някой е лидер и менеджер. И съответно, нали, менеджер не означава, че ти си лидер, ти нямаш те така. И ти просто можеш да менеджираш материалната проблема. Трябва да има такова разделение или всеки, който е лидер, всеки, който е менеджерски, просто трябва да има лидерски качества.
Her question is regarding the verse. It says that everyone is inclined to follow the leaders, but she has heard that devotees are making distinction. They're making distinction between the leader and the manager. Should all the managers be leaders by their quality?
Yes, there's a GBC resolution now called Parallel Lines of Authority. Parallel lines of authority. But this is nothing new. The concept where you have the spiritual master and you have the GBC and the temple presidents.
It's
nothing new. But this is the same system we went Prabhupada was here. Prabhupada was our spiritual master. And he was our ultimate authority. But he can't personally engage all of us in practical activities. It's too much. We have 5,000 initiated disciples. Can you practically engage each one of them in their service? It's too much. So Prabhupada delegated his authority to GBCs, temple presidents, sannyasis like them. So by following your local temple president, now Prabhupada told me in one letter to do whatever the temple leaders say. So by following my temple president, following my GBC, I'm directly serving Srila
Prabhupada.
So actually it's all one principle. Ultimately in ISKCON we're all serving
Prabhupada.
And he is represented in the form of our initiating guru. And our initiating guru instructs us to follow the managerial structure of ISKCON. The GBC and the temple president. So there, it's the same thing as when Prabhupada was here. You channel your love, you channel your service to Krishna through your spiritual master. That's the system. Your channel to Krishna is your initiating spiritual master. And you serve him by following his instructions. And the initiating spiritual master instructs his disciples, follow your temple president, follow your GBC, follow your national Brahminical council. It's like this. So, a leader and a... What were the two terms? Leader, what was the other term?
Manager.
Manager. The manager has, also must be a spiritual leader.
Затова менеджера също трябва да е духовен водач.
If he is not an ideal example in Krishna consciousness,
ако той не е идеален пример за Кришна съзнание,
it's not proper. It's not that one can be, you know, we can have a non-Krishna conscious manager.
Това не е правилно. Не е така, че може да имаме не Кришна осъзнат менеджер.
In the Vedic culture, you had managers, the Kshatriyas, and you had the spiritual leaders, the Brahmanas. But what is the position of those Kshatriyas, those managers? Prabhupada says they are Raja or manager, king. and Rishi at the same time, Saint Raja Rishi, Rajarshi. So just as your spiritual master is a saintly person, your temple president, your GBC, your National Rabbinical Council, all of your leaders, they are meant to be saintly persons, just like your spiritual master is meant to be a saintly person.
И GBC и храмовия президент и брамана съвета те трябва да са святи личности.
That's why it is there in Vedic culture, Rajarshi, saintly king. He is Rishi and Raja at the same time. Raja means ruler, and Rishi means saint.
Затова в ведическата култура се наричат Раджа Риши. Раджа означава управител.
So the ISKCON managers must also be saintly. They must be spiritual leaders. Otherwise our movement will not survive. Does that answer your question? Okay, next question.
Ако някой в такава менеджерска позиция, не разбира, че наистина ни Раджа Риши. И това малко го така отдръпва от това да е в тази позиция, нали? Какво може да посъветва?
If someone is on a managerial position, but he realizes that he's not a saintly Raja Rishi.
He's not what?
He's not a Raja Rishi, a saintly person. What?
He should become saintly. Prabhupada did not want that we change managers.
Prabhupada не искал да сменяме менеджери.
His Prabhupada's philosophy was, if the manager is not good, don't get rid of him, but train him up how to be good. He told one temple president, he said, temple president is a lifetime position. Lifetime position. And that's the Indian system. Just like my godbrother Naveen Krishna Prabhu, he grew up in India. Yeah, in a neighborhood in New Delhi. And he told us about, there was one vendor who had a little cart, maybe selling vegetables or something in the neighborhood. And all the way from him being a little boy to becoming an adult for decades, that man was out there every day with his vegetable cart. Every day, for decades. He never gave that service, you see. And one day he was not there anymore. He had retired and his son had taken over the cart. You see, that's the Indian way, Vedic culture way. So Prabhupada said, if the leaders are not qualified, then they should be trained how to become qualified. That's the proper system, not get rid of them. And they should be trained how to become qualified.
So if they're leaders and they're considered advanced, who will qualify them if they are leaders?
Well, we have our GBC who oversee these things. After the GBC, it's the GBC's duty to see that all the lower level leaders are properly fixed up, and it's their duty. Here you have Bhakti by Baba Maharaj. It's his duty to make sure that all of your, you know, your leaders here are properly situated in Krishna consciousness. It's his duty.
Yeah.
Next question. Yeah.
В Кришна съзнание, поне стана въпрос за ведическа култура. В Кришна съзнание ние полагаме усилия да изучаваме знанието, да се опитваме да, както говорихме, да обичаме Бога, нали, доколкото можем. Но това всичко е свързано с ведическата култура и според мен и други бхакти, които сме разговаряли, ние недостатъчно познаваме тази ведическа култура. И как може ние да да започваме да прилагаме, по какъв начин да се обучиме и да започваме да прилагаме в отношенията си между нас.
In the lecture, you said that we should know God and love Him, but this knowing God and loving Him is related closely to the Vedic culture. So we discussed with different devotees and we came to the conclusion that we should implement more this Vedic culture in our relationship and our dealings. But how we can get trained?
Read Prabhupada's books. Inquire from... Take advantage of the association of senior Vaishnavas, sannyasis, gurus, advanced devotees. Associate with them and serve them as much as possible. And read Prabhupada's books as much as possible. And then you can imbibe the qualities you can become more, that way you can become more cultured. And become more attuned to the mood of Vedic culture. I mean, Vedic culture is amazing. It's really, really amazing. I'm just thinking of the Kshatriyas, for example. Krishna and it was Bhima, Arjuna, the three of them, yeah. They went to kill Jarasandha. They went on a mission to kill him.
Krishna, Bhima, Arjuna отишли с мисията да убият Jarasandha.
And they disguised themselves as brahmanas.
Те се предрешили като брамани.
And we let you come, you're a kshatriya, we've come to beg charity from you.
И казали, ти си кшатри, дошли сме да искаме.
He said, yes, I give charity to Brahmanas, but you would like charity. Listen. We want to fight with you. So Jarasandha said, it was revealed that it was Krishna, Arjuna and Bhima. He said, well, Krishna, you're a coward, you ran away, you're a rancher, you ran away from the battlefield. I don't fight with cowards. And Arjuna, he's not very strong. But Bhima, he is very strong, so I will fight with Bhima, you see. So every day, Jarasandha and Bhima, they would fight to the death in duel, you see. Who can kill the other one? But at the end of the day, neither of them were dead. They were both alive. So they would knock off by sunset, they'd knock off the fighting, they'd get together, have dinner and talk as friends. Joking, laughing, just like close friend, intimate friend. You see, this is Vedic culture. Even your enemy, you treat him as your dearmost friend. That is Vedic culture. It's an amazing culture.
Дали могат да ни помогнат някакви, да кажем, някакъв семинар или който по-напредно предан даден, който може да даде и бактите така по-широко да се запознаят по-подробно с такава дълбочина, с
тая култура. Maybe is it a good idea to have some seminar from a devotee who can present this culture to us and
yes.
The devotees become more acquainted.
Yes, it's very. You should have Vedic culture seminars. Yes. How to create an atmosphere of Vedic? You should have Vedic culture seminars. Very good idea. You can organize. Have Vedic culture seminars. Yeah.
Then you said about Vedic culture. That I gave the example of Bhima and Jarasandha.
Ah.
They were fighting, and in the end, they were
buddies. Buddies in the evening, and enemies during the day.
Isn't that very nice? We see sometimes. This is not. I'm not talking about here or anywhere. Sometimes we see that people externally they show themselves very friendly. But on the other side, they like bite the hand that feeds.
Well, see, that's different. In the case of Bhima and Jarasandha, there was nothing hidden. They were openly fighting to the death in the battle during the day, and at night there was no like diplomacy or duplicity going on. It was completely above board. That's different, you see. But far as duplicity.
Въпросът беше примера с Кришна, Джарасандха и Арджуна, обаче понякога може да видим, нали, в нашите взаимоотношения понякога се държиме много приятелски, нали, привидно, обаче всъщност хапаме ръката, нали, която ни храни. Но това е нещо различно. Не, в случая с Арджуна, Бима и Кришна, с Джарасандха и Бима, те се биели открито, нали, до смърт. Няма нищо открито.
Especially among we are a Brahman society, ISKCON. Yes, we are a Brahman society, and everything should be very straightforward and honest. There shouldn't be lying and duplicity going on amongst us. It should be very open-hearted and not duplicity. Very straightforward dealings with everyone. The leaders, everyone. Baba said, no duplicity in ISKCON. Even there was an old the American Indians used to have a saying, if somebody was a liar, they would say, he speaks with a forked tongue.
Американските индианци имали такава поговорка, че ако някой лъже, неговия език е като вилица.
And there's an old Christian hymn. It says, stay out of the way of the long-tongued liar.
Има такъв християнски химн, който се казва, стой далече от лъжеца с дълъг език.
So we should be very straightforward and honest in our dealings with each other.
Трябва да сме много откровени и честни в
отношенията. ISKCON is not a place for lying and duplicity.
ISKCON не е място за лъжи и двуличие.
Anything else? Yeah.
Ама в същото време Шрила Прабхупада каза, че проповедникът трябва да е по-хитър от змия, когато проповядва. Как се съчетават тия две неща?
But simultaneously Шрила Прабхупада says that the preacher should be more cunning than the snake. How can we reconcile both things?
I remember that quote. What did Prabhupada say then? More cunning than a snake. I never heard Prabhupada say that. He may have said something about being cunning, but the snake example I remember. You can show me where Prabhupada said that, I'd be interested to see. But no, we should be very clever. I agree we should be very clever. We should be very intelligent. At that point I don't argue, but the exact wording of that quote I've never heard before. We should be very intelligent in our dealing. That's the thing. But Prabhupada didn't want us to be dishonest. It's one thing if you're going out and collecting donations or something, and maybe, but if dealing with ourselves, we should be very honest. Dealing amongst ourselves should be very honest.
Едно нещо е да събираш дарения, но друго е взаимоотношението между нас, трябва да сме много откровени, честни.
Very important that we're very honest amongst ourselves.
Много важно да сме честни, откровени.
Brahman means one who knows the truth and speaks the truth. That is Brahman.
Brahman е някой, който познава истината и говори.
We are establishing the rabbinical order.
Ние установяваме тази.
The Brahman will speak the truth even to his enemy. Brahman. He's so dedicated to truth.
Ще говори истината дори на врага си. Той е толкова посветен на
истината. Обаче, например, Хари Дас Такур не е казал истината на това момиче, а е направил така, че без да й казва истината, нали, всъщност и е казал истина.
But in the example of Хари Дас Такур, he didn't say the truth to this young girl.
For preaching, sometimes yes, you can use some tactics.
за проповядване, да, може да се използва по някои такива.
Just like Prabhupada, I asked Prabhupada one time if we can lie for preaching.
Питах Прабхупад.
I wrote him a letter and asked him about it.
Един път го питах, може ли да лъжим докато проповядваме.
And he gave me the example of his Guru Maharaj.
Той ми даде пример с неговия Guru Maharaj.
Not him, but his disciples.
Не с него, с негови ученици.
They went out for collecting some money.
Отиши да събират пари.
And they said, our Guru Maharaj lived for 14 years in the forest eating only tulsi leaves.
И те казва, нашия Guru Maharaj живя 14 години в горите и ядеше само листенца тулас.
And people said, oh, then I will give him dakshina. Yes, he's a great yogi. Actually, it was a lie. But they told Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, he was laughing. Oh, he was laughing. So for preaching, sometimes we can use some cunning tactics. Yeah. But you have to be expert to catch the big fish without getting wet. Because if you get caught, then it spoils your reputation. It's like I was preaching one time. I used to do a business, a travel business. When I was a grihastha, now I'm vanaprastha. I was kind of not really a full-on grihastha, but I was doing a business for some time, travel business, to support our preaching center. And one of my business partners, he was an Indian Christian. His name was Willie. He was big, fat Willie. And so one day, when I came to his travel agency to do some business, I said, oh, here's some cookie. I brought you a cookie, Willie. And he said, is it prasadam? Because he's a Christian. He knows from India. He knows prasadam is holy food. He won't touch it if it's prasadam. So I said, oh, no, it's not prasadam. He took him. So sometimes we have to use some tactics. But you have to only do it when you cannot get caught. You know, don't be foolish and get caught doing it. He had no way of finding out that it had been offered. You know, how would he ever know? So yeah, one can be cunning in preaching. But amongst ourselves, we should be very honest. Yeah. This is the last one. We're out of time.
Между праведни, обаче авторитета, примерно, той е, може да каже някой лъжа, но по-малче праведни, с идеята всъщност накрая цялата ситуация Кришна да удовлетворен. Примерно, как трябва да го приемем, примерно, излъгане праведни. Как
той да
го
приеме?
Да, защото идеята, примерно, това може да е.
If we have such a situation in which a senior devotee tells a lie to a junior devotee, but with the view that in this way Krishna will be more pleased, so how this junior devotee should take it?
Well, if the junior devotee found out it was not true, and then the senior devotee got wet while trying to catch the big fish. If you're not expert in such dealings, you shouldn't attempt them. Because generally, lying is not recommended. Because you tell one lie, and then to protect that lie, you got to tell another one. Then to protect that lie, you have to tell another one. Protect that lie, you have to tell another one. He's got this. It's like carrying a huge stack of cups you know, trying to balance this huge stack of cups. Finally, it gets so high that it's going to, the whole thing will crash. And therefore, honesty is the best policy. And the leaders actually shouldn't lie to them, the devotees. It's not good. It'll backfire on them. They'll lose their reputation. If devotees realize the leader is lying to them, then he'll lose the respect of the devotees. And how you can lead properly if they don't respect you? Leaders, therefore, should be very, very honest with the devotees. So you can trust every word they say is being true. If you can't trust them, then how you can follow them? You won't be able to follow them. Just like this verse. Whatever a great man does, everybody else, if the leader is lying, then you will also be a liar, you see. If the leader is lying, then everybody else will be a liar. So the leaders must be very, very honest and straightforward. Therefore, Prabhupada said, no duplicity in this society. If the leaders are duplicitous, the followers will also be duplicitous. And nobody will be able to trust anybody. Our movement is based on love and trust. If people are lying, then you can't trust anybody. There's no trust, there'll be no love. So therefore, the devotees should be very, the leaders especially should be very, very honest. Okay, our time has run out. So we thank you all very much for keeping Prabhupada the fire burning in the Sankirtan Yajna here in Bulgaria. Lord Srila Prabhupada is here with you. Lord Chaitanya is here with you. So kindly always remain Krishna conscious at every minute. Don't let Maya capture you. Always remain fixed in Krishna consciousness. Raja Vijay Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.